Chair sees a quorum here. We're going to call our Budget and Finance Committee meeting to order. First on the agenda is our special reports, our monthly financial report with Treasurer Sampson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If you look to page one, summary of statement of quorum courts, January 1st, 2023 through March 31st, 2023. County general fund $1,003,294,837.25. County growth fund $2,004,267,103.29. County growth sales tax fund $3,402,2,646,898.26. Animal welfare and control fund $3,404,1,477,972.43. Coronavirus, excuse me, I believe we're criminal justice sales tax fund $3,407,2,438,472.35. Coronavirus relief fund $1,005,1,044,276.16. American Rescue Plan Fund 3046, $23,121,165.91. If you page on page two, this is the chart for county general revenue. You can see we are still lagging in county general revenue. This is still a timing issue. We have a disbursement that should have gone out in March. It did not. It will go out in April. We should be in good shape when we get there. We'll check this again in April, but I'm not worried about where we are right there. Page three. County sales tax for March was $1,067,786.55. That's up 9.34% above March of 2022. We are currently running at 3.96% above 22 numbers year to date. If you flip with me one more time, you can see down there we're currently 27% of projected of the $13 million projected revenue. We are 25% through the year through the first quarter. We are ahead of schedule. And finally, on the last page, this is the three-month moving average versus the one-year moving average. As y'all know, the three-month moving average moved back above the one-year moving average, and now the one-year moving average has turned up, so we're back in good shape on that, and everything looks good. Are there any questions on any of this? If you'd like to go more in depth.
I'm happy.
Okay.
Everyone's good? All right. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir. All right. Does anybody have any old business before Budget and Finance? None? All right. Looks like the only thing we've got on our agenda tonight, and we will clear the way for Courts and Public Safety meeting, is Proposed Ordinance 23-11. Do I have a motion to approve this?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, awesome. We've got a motion and a second on Proposed Ordinance 23-11. I'll let the committee members take a look at this and see if they have any questions. Ms. Darter, you're on the top. You're on the top of the list. Can I just ask you about that? About your section one?
Yes, you may. I did not plan for to read. To refurbish several computers, so the IT department told me I had four that I needed to replace, and that's just to cover. I'd already replaced a couple of scanners, so it left me short. So this is a little more than I need, but it's out of my kind of cost automation, so it'll just stay in there if I don't spend it.
Yep, perfect. Thank you so much. Does anyone else have any questions on any of the other sections in the ordinance? Members of the committee? Any justices out in the crowd have any questions on this ordinance? All right, awesome. All in favor of Proposed Ordinance 23-11, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, 23-11 is forwarded to the full court. Does anyone have any announcements? All right, this Budget and Finance meeting is over. I call us adjourned.